My name's Jim Wilson, and I'm with a company called Ag Gateway, and my title is Standards Director.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what Ag Gateway is, first off.
Okay, so Ag Gateway is an industry nonprofit consortium, and our mission is to promote, enable, and expand e-business in agriculture.
And you guys are involved with a particular project called the SPADE Project, right?
Yes, that's correct. SPADE Project, SPADE stands for Standardized Precision Ag Data Exchange, and we facilitate that project.
And tell me exactly what is it? What does it do, and who does it benefit?
Well, ultimately, it benefits growers who benefit from better integration of their farm equipment with farm management information systems. And it's about bringing over 30 companies together to talk about their field operations processes, the data that flows to support those processes, what the data requirements are per message, and then how those requirements map to existing standards or where we might need to create new standards.
And so tell me a little bit about how this whole project came about.
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think it came out of just the industry's frustration with exchanging data among various equipment and farm management systems. And so, you know, some companies, like John Deere and AGCO and SST and Topcon, and many other companies stepped up and said, yeah, let's all form a project under Ag Gateway and see if we can't collaborate on making this data exchange more effective.
And what are folks doing? What kind of information are they giving you? What is it that you're really looking for to help the grower?
Yeah, so I mean, it all starts with just people coming together, just documenting user stories. So here's what we do. Here's what we do in the field. Here's what we do for planting. Here's what we do for tillage. Here's what we do for harvesting. And then we take those stories, and the group of contributors comes together and they review the stories and they say, okay, are there patterns in these stories? Are there any abstractions we can kind of pull out of it? And then we write more sort of technically precise use cases and create business process diagrams. And then from there we say, okay, where does data flow exactly in this process? And we give names to those data flows, and then we get back to the whole, data requirements analysis and gap analysis that I touched on earlier.
What is the big, what's the main end goal here? I mean, data has to flow, so we have to have data to input it. It's a whole big wheel that's turning, and you guys are just another cog there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our view of things, we kind of remind ourselves from time to time, it's about knowing in advance exactly what you want to do. What seed you want to plant where, how deep, when, and next to what other seed, and what crop protection products need to be applied, what crop nutrients need to be applied, and then at harvest, collecting the data so that you have better insight into next year's agronomic cycle. And that's what it all rolls up to.
All right. It sounds good, Jim. Thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing more about the project.
Oh, thank you.